And it is time for us to go to work. Next item is 8.01 on the agenda. It's a resolution related to our negotiated agreement with the Jefferson County Education Association. To my colleagues, is there a motion on the resolution related to this agenda item?
Mr. Mitchell, I move that the Board of Education adopts the resolution to approve the tentative agreement and revised contract language as agreed to during contract negotiations between the district and Jefferson County Education Association.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the resolution on the tentative agreement. Any discussion?
I have a comment, and that is that I think that the in our negotiations, and frankly, as a result of what our funding from the state has enabled us to do, which is to keep faith with our educators in making sure that we're doing what we can to be competitive. I will point out that the assumptions in our budget are an inflation rate of 3.4%, and we did a COLA of 3. Our neighboring districts that were able to pass mill levy overrides 2 years ago did 3.5% COLAs. And so the reality is that we've done what we can, and we've nevertheless lost a little bit of ground relative to a couple of our neighbors. I'm proud that we have stuck to our priorities, and I don't want us to get too exuberant because we still have real work to do in catching our educators up.
You know, I wanted to say pretty much the exact same thing. I feel very good about how this process went. I'm happy that we are with what we ended up with. I do want to point out that as far as our educators compared to our surrounding districts and our competitors, we are still behind, and we do have a lot of work to do, and I appreciate our district leaders and Dr. Glass and our board for prioritizing the importance of attracting and retaining high-quality educators. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, board. Thank you, JCEA, everybody.
Well, and I think I would like to say that, you know, I was pleased that our legislature provided us with some additional funding this year. It made our job perhaps, a little easier than I expected it to be this year. Nonetheless, I have to say that the funding is not adequate, and it is not where we need to be. And yes, I agree with Mr. Rupert's statement that some of our neighboring districts were able to allocate 3.5% cost of living increase, and we were not. I'd also like to compliment JCEA on bringing to the bargaining table a request for an allocation for a community school at Jefferson High School. And I see that as an educational change that could pay dividends for our district in the future, and I want to compliment them on taking that on and bringing it to us and essentially putting some pressure on us to support that community school. It's a good professional move on their part, and I think a good move for the district.
And I think it demonstrates that this is truly a partnership in the education of children, and I really appreciate that.
With that, I will repeat the motion. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the resolution to approve the tentative agreement and revise contract language as agreed to during contract negotiations between the district and the Jefferson County Education Association. Roll call, please, Ms. Neal.
Ms. Harmon.
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle.
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes.
Mr. Rupert.
Yes.
Ms. Stevens.
Yes.
Okay, that resolution is unanimously approved. Let's move to item 8.02.
Mr. Mitchell, I move that the Board of Education adopts the resolution to approve the tentative agreement and revised contract language as agreed to during contract negotiations between the district and the Jeffco Education Support Professionals Association.
Is there a second? Excuse me.
A second.
Been moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution related to the tentative agreement with JESPA. Are there any comments or discussion?
And my earlier comments hold for this group as well.
Yes. Yes, they do, Mr. Rupert. I think I would like to comment that I'm pleased that we were able to try to maintain some degree of salary equity for our JESPA employees as well as our teachers. They are very important to us as well, and I think we've tried to express that from this table. And I think our actions verify that, you know, that we do believe that and value all of our employees. Hearing no other comments, roll call, please, Ms. Neal.
Ms. Harmon?
Yes.
Ms. LaSalle?
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes.
Mr. Rupert?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move now to public comment part two. I want to share with all of you that the board listens with respect and asks those who address the board to do the same. Sometimes business items before the board may bring forth emotional responses from our speakers. Please remember to address your remarks to the Board of Education, not the audience or our staff members. As we work respectfully with the community, we ask that you work respectfully with us too. And I would caution you that we should be careful not to use the names of students. This meeting is being broadcast live. Please do not use names of students unless they happen to be your own. And we'll begin tonight with our first speaker. Each speaker will be allocated 3 minutes in time. And my list says our first speaker is Mark Eppolito, I hope I'm saying that correctly. Mr. Eppolito. Welcome. That mic should be live. Let's make sure it is.
Test, hear me?
Okay. All right.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the board. The hour's late. I'll try and be brief. I'm a retired federal law enforcement officer. I had 20 years' experience in the federal prison system and with the U.S. Marshals. As a part of that, served as a tactical medic on a SWAT team, and I also was routinely escorting inmates in the community, including being part of a hand-picked team that handled the care and custody of McVeigh and Nichols when they were at Englewood. 5 years ago, I came to the board with a proposal to utilize retired law enforcement officers as school resource officers. As part of that proposal, I met with John McDonald over about a year, several times, and it culminated in a meeting with Sheriff Schrader. We ran into some difficulties in terms of liability, and the actual proposal I put forward never really came to full fruition. But in the meantime, John has moved the ball forward, and schools are much safer than they were before. I've listened over the past couple of months to the debate that's gone on with consternation. I've listened as people argue back and forth and demonize each other. I have, both of my children went to Jeffco schools. My grandchildren, I have three of them. My oldest one is about to start preschool in the fall. And at one point, it kind of an epiphany came to me, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go back to my training to look at this from the standpoint of how we approached dealing with the same sort of threats in the community. And what we always did was a threat assessment. And the threat assessment, before we went on an escort, focused on how, what, where, and when we would be attacked in a potential attack. The one question we never asked was why. We didn't worry about why. We didn't worry about the things that we couldn't control. Couldn't control why. But we could control knowing where this attack was going to come and how it was going to come. Put ourselves in the shoes of the attacker and try to do things proactively to put us in a position to not be there when it happens, not be attacked. In order to do that, you have to first accept the paradigm. And the paradigm is that the schools are a threat. They're threatened. As we sit here somewhere, the next attack is being planned. And I want very much to be able to help with this. So I came here tonight with several goals in mind. The first was to reconnect with John, which we did, and we've talked, and we're going to maybe get back together with Sheriff Schrader and see if there's some other ways we can go around this. But the second was to say to you that what we need to do is focus on how we can secure the schools from the attack. That's the most important thing. That's the thing that we have to do. And there is a pool of people. I'm not unique. There's a bunch of people like me out there in the community who are ready, willing, and able to come forward and help. And I really want to encourage you to tap into that pool, to use us. We're out here. We can be resources on the ground, in the schools. We can also be resources in helping you to figure out how to skin this cat. You know, how do you better secure the school to prevent access in the first place? Action is better than reaction. It's way better to prevent the threat from getting in there than it is for a resource officer to have to find this, get to it, and stop it, because by the time you do that, somebody's going to be dead. And it's way better if we can figure out ways to prevent it and discourage it. I appreciate you listening to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Our next speaker, I believe, is a student speaker, Quintry Whitehead. Is Quintry still with us? I know she was with us at break, so I think she is. Please come forward.
Hi. Okay. Dear ladies and gentlemen of the school board, thank you for your time today. I'm Quintry Jeffress Whitehead, and I'm an eighth grader at Jefferson County Open School, or I am a foundation student. And I have one message. Standardized testing is not good, so please help abolish it. Educators are experiencing almost relentless pressure to show their effectiveness. Unfortunately, the chief indicator by which most communities judge the school staff's success is on students' performance on standardized achievement tests. If the student participating is having a good day, then they are much more likely to perform better than a student that is having a bad one. These days, if a school's standardized test scores are high, people think that the school's staff is effective, and vice versa. In either case, because the educational quality is being measured by the wrong yardstick, those evaluations are apt to be in error. Why? Because everything is shrouded in secrecy about the questions and the answers, and because the students receive their scores almost a full year later when it is no longer relevant. Testing the way that the private companies are imposing is a damned if you do and damned if you don't reality. If we undergo the testing, then we, the students, are wasting precious time that we could be spending on actual learning. And we are also encouraging this terrible testing process for the next years to come. And of course, the teachers have to deal with the students blaming them for enforcing private companies' contracts and oftentimes cruel testing environments. On the other hand, if you refuse to take the test, then the school loses funding and they are seen as an ineffective and unsatisfactory learning institution. I love my school and it is perfect for me as a learner. And also know that when I talk about standardized testing, I'm not talking about maps. I understand the value that that actually has towards the school and the students and stuff, so I'm mainly just talking about park and stuff like that. So why are we facing this dilemma? I ask you, who profits? Because I, the student who is affected, do not. You, the teachers and the taxpayers, do not. It is almost deplorable to argue that this is the only way we have to measure performance. Students' performance is so much more than just the numbers on a spreadsheet. We, the students, are humans. We aspire to be good citizens, parents, taxpayers, and community members, and much, much more than Roboton employees. We're the next generation, so please stop categorizing us like we are all the same programmed carbon copy. But the fact is, we all learn different, love different, and test different. Please help abolish standardized testing. I'm Quintry Jeffress Whitehead, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Quintry. And our final speaker this evening is Jennifer Moody. I don't see Jennifer Moody. Well, I actually, given the topic, wish she were here. But she obviously is not, and so we will move forward with our agenda. Um, The last item on our agenda this evening, thank you for joining us, Ms. Neal, and that is to work on developing our next agendas, maybe plural, I suspect. Where are we, Ms. Neal?
So you have your meeting on Monday, which is already set and published. Your next meeting is June 28th, which is Thursday with the City of Arvada. I found out today that they are anticipating it will be a 6 to 8 p.m. gathering, and they had a couple of agenda topics. So if you have any that you'd like to share, you can email that to me. It will be a dinner meeting at the Arvada Center. So then you're looking into August, where you have a retreat planned for August 8th. The location is still being determined for all day. And then your next, I guess, special meeting is August 23rd, which is before, after school starts and before your first regular meeting in September.
Is that one at night?
Yes, it will be 5 p.m. in the boardroom, August 23rd.
All of that sounds great. I do want to add that there is a CASB resolution deadline. If our board decides that we would like to submit language for a resolution for CASB to consider making part of their efforts with legislators in the 2019 session, that needs to be submitted by August 31st. So it may be worthwhile to have a 20-minute conversation about any legislative priorities that we as a district might want to bring to the conversation as a statewide legislative issue.
So a discussion at the retreat?
I'm wondering if we could at least put that as an item for a short discussion on our retreat. Mm-hmm. That would at least give us time to see if we, you know, want to develop a resolution for CASB and then maybe time to act on it and get it to them in time. Does that work, Ms. Steven? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a little early to talk about September's agenda, so I won't go there since that is your next regular meeting, but and probably on August 23rd following your discussion on Monday and maybe any retreat conversation, you would be probably making any decision about November ballot questions.
Right. I think the agendas for those meetings may not be 100% clear to us tonight, but I think that we will be able to finalize them, you know, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, whatever it takes. I think we will need the time that we've allocated as a board. We have important work to do.
And you do have a summer break after your June 28th meeting with the City of Arvada.
You're funny. I just had a scheduling question moving forward. So I'm already scheduling. Do we have a tentative what day we're doing our study sessions on during the day, or where's that?
Wednesday, what you're talking about?
Yes.
So your regular Thursday meetings in the evening and then Wednesday mornings following the regular meeting.
Okay, and maybe, is that in one of our little attachments of the whole schedule already that I looked for that? Board and run?
I'll show.
And Ms. Harmon, I actually do have a written copy my file.
Perfect.
And before you leave here tonight, I'm going to give it to you.
I know because you're really good about that. I just couldn't find it.
Well, and it does reflect exactly what Ms. Neal said. However, there are times when that Thursday-Wednesday meeting schedule, first Thursday following Wednesday meeting schedule does not work out because of Christmas and holidays and some things, and those are on this list too. So
it's not the first Thursday then, but it's always the Wednesday following your regular meeting.
Got it.
Right.
It's clear as mud. I just need to see it printed out.
I'll get it for you. It's in here, I promise.
That makes sense.
Any other concerns about calendar?
We have whittled down the pending topics. It used to be about 15 lines. I'm appreciative of that.
Yes, and I suspect it will begin to grow very quickly.
Oh, stop yourself.
I'll be adding your fall report.
But I really like the comment about, you know, we do have a June 28th meeting, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Neal, thank you. Thank you very much. I believe that concludes our work for this evening, and this meeting is adjourned at 10:02 p.m. Thank you.
You're a troublemaker.